I was looking for new and off-the-beaten-path one recent weekend, and I found it in East Bridgewater at Wyman Meadows Conservation Area. We had a gap in the rain. Well, actually, it was still raining in Hanover when I left the house, but I somehow found that small patch of sunshine that was hitting Plymouth County at the time, and it lasted long enough for me to get lost, warmly, even if just for a few minutes. Wyman's not huge, but it's convenient and so very telling of our history. It's not a meadow anymore, well into the successional stage before reversion to forest. That makes for an interesting mix of wildlife. There's a single trail that walks straight through the heart of the property, which dips down into a valley. At its low point, you can hear a brook running through, passing under the trail. It was gurgling so loudly that it drowned out everything else for the few seconds when my path intersected with it. By that time, though, I had already seen a red-tailed hawk, spooked by my approach, drop off a utility pole and swoop into the tree line. I had nearly bumped into two American goldfinches as they fed on thistle at the edges of the trail, and I had heard the varying drumming sounds of the smallish downy woodpeckers and the much larger northern flicker. Reached the end, turned around, and headed back. Now, typically, when I make the return trip on so short a trail, I figure I'll be seeing exactly what I saw on the way in. But that's not a hard and fast rule. Looking to my right, I could see a pair of antlers emerging from the tallest of the grasses, a buck. Then, about 10 feet to the left of him, well, technically it could have been a her, a second pair. I found two bucks. Who wouldn't want to find two bucks on a rainy Saturday morning? I almost felt like I should hit the nearest convenience store and buy a scratch ticket or two. Not a bad way to start the weekend at all. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.